Hey everybody, welcome to the DestroBros.com video games podcast.
I'm going to slit Shax's throat.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today...
I'm James, I'm coming in to break up shit.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today it is brought to you by Gamefly. They have Hello Games, and you can rent them for cheap with monthly stuffs. Click any of the banners or click the link at the bottom of the page. Get your sign yourself up for membership and get games for cheap stuffs.
Hooray for services I can't use because I'm Canadian.
Yeah, this is for our American audience. You know, we were in charge of getting us with a DVD link, but no.
I tried. They didn't respond. I'm going to email them again.
It doesn't matter. We're not getting any money for this.
I'll keep pestering them.
Yeah, no one fucking buys any of our shit.
And you're not supposed to mention them.
Mention who?
I'll buy it.
The people who refused to sponsor us. Well, they didn't refuse. They just didn't contact me back.
Fuck that. Okay, well, yeah, we have that stuff. Or if you want to not buy any of our shirts, you can go to deathstarprods.com/store. We have shirts and hoodies and a bunch of other stuff you will not buy. Or if you want to not give us any money, go to deathstarprods.com/indiegogo. That is IndieGogo. And you can not donate and not help out the site and not get us better equipment so you can start bringing you better content.
Which we won't do.
Yeah. Because we can't, because you won't give us any money. Yeah, I feel like we should start employing the Jewish mother strategy of guilting people into giving us money.
Oh, man. Oh, James, man, this would have been a perfect podcast for you to fucking come in and crush. I mean, we're just all fucked up. Just my dead man over here losing it, like, no, fuck sponsors! I can't find it! To hell with it!
Yeah, so...
We have a shitty website because of you guys. Because of you!
Fuck you, listeners!
I learned it from you! Okay, well, as always, I'm your host, the Dead Man, and join me today we have...
turn on my fan.
Join me today we have Bohuan.
You know what? Let's not end there. Fuck all you guys for writing articles.
Box. We have Shax.
Fuck me, man. I wrote a review.
And we have Toy Box.
Hey, guys.
James is sitting on this because his mic is not working again. Let's pull back the curtain on this. Every single time we go to record, James always has a problem with his mic. Literally every single damn time.
Every time. And every time he's like, help me out, guys, I don't know what's going on. I don't remember how I fixed it last time.
You know, the thing is, we're not in Delaware, and we can't see what the problem is, so we can't really get in there and, you know, help.
Yeah, we don't work for the mic company that you bought your shit from.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, we're talking about the video games, I guess.
To say, oh, the joys of having James's rage be silent, because...
It's not so much his rage as his... tedium.
No, I mean right now he's probably raging a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's probably just like, oh, fuck you guys, I quit.
He probably has Destro Prize Damodel.
Yeah. I'm going to start running my Alan Wake review.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Shax, speaking of reviews, you put up the Mass Effect 3 review. Gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Yep.
So it's not that great.
It's not that great. I talked about it a little bit the last podcast, and once I sat down and started writing the review, for a while there, I was kind of like, maybe a four, but once I got to the paragraph where I was just kind of ripping apart the action mechanics, you know, of walking around and stuff, and the AI of your team and shit like that, and just realized I spent probably 3/4 of that game yelling and screaming at my TV, making my neighbors think I was probably beating and raping a woman up here. I was just like, no, it's not even good enough for a 4. But I do enjoy it more than, you know, I thought, you know, games like Assassin's Creed, that I gave a 3 to, and I was just like, yeah, I did like it better, so I gave it 2.5.
Okay, cool. What's been playing?
Not much, man. What you been playing?
Okay, well, I guess I'm going next.
No. I got a couple, because God knows you'll probably just forget about me. Like, I was Bovey.
Hey, you asked me when I was playing.
Let's see. Star Wars?
Of course.
I feel bad because not long ago, Toy Box downloaded Star Wars. We were going to play together. Oh, it's just, geez. Unfortunately, he decided to download it during a time that I was busy playing Mass Effect. So we never really got any time to play together. And the short time we did, he's like, "We want to call it quits for the night?"
Well, it's like 4 in the morning at this point, so.
Right.
Pussy.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah,
dude, man, that's why you're a dick.
I used to play games from 9 p.m. to... I used to play games from 9 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Jesus, yeah. Man. Extra life, alright?
I did the same thing until I got old, so...
Dude, I pulled a muscle taking a walk. I'm probably older than you are. I've been saying this many, many times to my friends and family. I'm old for my age.
You're not. You just think you are.
Right. I can't remember anything that's going on. I have a couple times almost pooped myself. And I pull muscles by doing menial tasks.
What do you mean you'll shit yourself?
That just means you're a lazy slob.
Yeah, that shits himself.
Yeah, I have to stretch to get a can of pop in the fridge, though.
I said almost.
What? How do you almost shit yourself?
Prairie dogging it.
Hey, prairie dog, you know where the little prairie dog's head pops in and out?
I just realized that could be a term for, like, shitting and a sex act. Prairie dog in the head. Yeah, the head keeps popping in and out.
You got your prairie dog in it, and then you just literally shit a person that you're having sex with. Other than that, it's not really a two-way street term.
The head keeps popping in and out.
Nope.
Think about it. Okay. Yeah. Who else been playing?
Well, let's talk about Star Wars.
Yes, let's talk about Star Wars.
I've kind of stopped playing with my main character, my Shax character, kind of put him to the side, mainly because they have announced an update 1.2 that's coming out here, I think, pretty quickly. The legacy system, what they're doing with it, is if you take a race, like, say, a Sith that you can only play on the Empire side, and take that character up to level 50, you will then be able to play that Sith race as someone on the Republic side. Hmm. Whatever character you want, a Jedi Sith, that'd be kind of cool.
A Jedi Sith?
Yeah. That's what you'll be able to do if you want to, yeah.
How do you have a Jedi Sith?
Then wouldn't you just be a dude?
The whole thing with... No, I'm talking about the race, Sith.
Sith is...
Oh, I get what you mean. It doesn't make sense in the context of the Star Wars universe, but I know what you mean.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't make a lick of goddamn sense, but...
It's there's a race called the Sith.
I know, but just, like, having a Jedi Sith...
Right.
Kind of cancels itself out.
The whole thing with the legacy system is your characters all have the same last name, which means they're all related. Mm-hmm. So the idea is you have this Sith character that you have now level 50. Mm-hmm. Say he has a son, and he is also a Sith, but he decides he wants to travel down the light side of the Force, and he becomes a Jedi instead of a Sith Lord.
Okay,
that's the idea behind being able to have the races go to either side.
So you can have in-game sex.
I don't think so. Well, I mean,
you just said, like, hey, you have a character who says, then let's say he has a son.
Yeah, well, because you're alt.
Which meant he fucked somebody.
Oh my god. Have your guy, and then you have all your alts, and all your alts would be able to be related to each other in one way or another. I don't really know. It's not out yet. It's an update that's coming. So that's how they're able to make it, so you can do whatever. So okay. I have been toying around with, you know, I've been playing a trooper with the green guy wraith, which I don't know the name of. So that once, you know, someday when I get that up to level 50, I'll be able to use the green guy on the Empire side. Mm-hmm. And right now, I've put my Shax characters to the side, and I'm focusing on my Jedi. And the reason why I'm focusing on my Jedi is because it's the race that has no eyes, but they look human. I can't remember the name of the race. When I first seen that race, I was like, that's the race that I want to play as. And I want to play as that as the dark side. And then when I, you know, started looking to make a character, I wasn't able to use that race on the Empire side. So now that they're doing this with 1.2, I'm building this character up to level 50 so I can then turn around and make a Sith with that race. So I'm playing the Jedi side now and doing all the light stuff, and I'm playing the Jedi Knight class. There's a Jedi Knight and the Jedi Inquisitor's Sith side. Counselor. Jedi Knight and Jedi Counselor.
Okay.
And so I don't know, story is decent. Nothing too special about it. I find the Sith Warrior or Sith Marauder, Sith Warrior, however you want to say it, to be more interesting, but I don't know, it's alright. I'm playing a Jedi. It's cool. The Bounty Hunter, I've been, you know, checking out a little bit of that. Basically, I'm trying to get my alts up just to, like, level 10 for now, call it good. Bounty Hunter so far is kind of cool. You get some cool gear for bounty hunters from time to time. And then the story to the trooper is kind of lame, but you get some cool clothes out of that too, and I can't wait to, like, get my bounty hunter and my trooper up in level, especially, you know, like, the trooper have, like, that stormtrooper kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for that kind of stuff. I'm just kind of spreading around a little bit, but mostly focusing on this other character on the Jedi side, just so I can get that race unlocked for the Sith side.
Okay, cool.
Other than that, on the other game I've been playing, I just started playing Uncharted The Golden Abyss on the PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, so review coming soon.
Yeah, that game fucking sucks.
When I went, when I went down to my local EB Games, which is a GameStop equivalent, I guess, I played their Vita there, and I played that game, and it, like, I've always had an outside viewer's respect for the Uncharted series.
Like, you never played it?
Yeah, never actually played it, because I don't have a PS3.
Right.
Yeah, so I've always had a viewer's respect for it, of, you know, this game looks pretty awesome, it's got some decent characters, like Nathan fucking, like Nolan fucking North. My homie. But
right.
Yeah, it looks... But it's always looked pretty good, and so I went down to play it, or I'm gonna try some fucking Uncharted. This is not that great.
No, it's... I'm only, like, 3 chapters into it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've been playing, like, maybe an hour's worth of the game now. Mm-hmm. Maybe. And I am already completely fucking frustrated with it. I mean... Look, I understand with new games coming out, you have to fucking, you know, try out, you know, all these different aspects to the PlayStation Vita, but you don't need to put them all in one game.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a Vita launch title.
I don't fucking care, man. I mean, you have your little deviants and shit. Make your stupid fuck games, you know, where you use all of them, you know, if you want to. But don't do it with Uncharted. Don't fucking... You gotta walk across a log. Now, they learned from the first Uncharted to stop doing that, because we didn't like it, you know, with the tilting of the controller. And you have to tilt the Vita to stay on the log. But this time, it's even fucking worse. Because you'll go running across the log, and you'll get, like, 3/4 of the way across the log, and he just stops on it. And starts doing the hand balance thing. And then gotta balance. It's like, dude, take one more fucking step, and you're off the goddamn log. What are you doing?
That was the stupidest fucking thing I'd ever seen. Like in any other game,
so
in any other game, you'd be able to jump that distance. Like, oh no, I'm losing balance. Better jump.
Yeah, there's been one situation. I mean, there's been a couple of situations where you jump from like one side to another, But there was this one situation where you had a big jump where I was kind of like, is he going to fucking make that jump? And then he does, kind of like, you know, like, just to get you, you know, like, oh my god. And it's, but yeah, as soon as I was done with that, as soon as I was like, oh shit, good, he made him, like, then why can't you jump across fucking logs, asshole? Just save me the trouble of having to. He stops you're three quarters away over it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when you decide. It's just, goddamn, man. Yeah, like, fucking stupid.
Yeah, when I was playing it, like, alright, so I'm doing good, dude. Halfway through, wait, where the fuck are you stopped? Why the fuck are you stopped? And then it didn't really give me any indication that he was, like, doing the balancing thing. Like, his hands were already out when he was walking across.
Right.
And then he just stops, like, wait, why did he stop? Why did he stop? Then he just falls over and dies. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's so stupid how they put that together like that. I mean, like, at least with the first Uncharted, when they did it, as soon as you touch the fucking log, you were kind of tilted the controller. Mm-hmm. But this, yeah, you run almost all the way across it, and then he just stops. He stops and then decides to become unbalanced. That's so fucking stupid to fucking do that. It's broken to me.
Yeah, and then, like, in the demo that I played for it, you're running up and then you find, like, one of those barrier things. It's like, alright, so swipe this way, swipe this way, swipe this way. I'm like, this is fucking retarded. Why can't I just hit a button for this?
Yeah, a lot of that shit, too. Yeah, I mean, like, the cutting of the vines kind of swiping was really stupid to me. Like, I don't mind the dusting of like, with the charcoal over the paper and you're kind of doing the rubbings of different pictures or whatever you find on rocks.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me too much, except for the fucking little percentage thing.
Yeah.
Because all I'm doing is paying attention to that. Yeah. And the whole reason why I'm only paying attention to that is because the first time I'm going across the picture, I wipe across it for like a good 30 seconds, and nothing's changing. I'm getting nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I just keep wiping, and then finally I look at the corner, I'm at like 90% or something. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I was...
Jax?
We appear to have lost Jax.
Yeah, just ripped off to space.
Maybe his rage causes Mike to die. Oh, god damn it. Yeah, like a little earlier, his internet was fucked.
That sucks.
Yeah, so, Turbox, what have you been playing?
Oh man, I've been keeping busy with Assassin's Creed now. I jumped from Star Trek Online to Assassin's Creed. I'm trying to, just like with Mass Effect, trying to play all the...
Hey, Jax, you're back.
Oh shit, that scared me. I thought my internet must have went out again.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Like, I didn't drop either of these two. Like, usually when like my call drops something, it usually drops Bovey.
Well, like, I'm talking, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, Jax, and I'm like, yeah?
Would your mic die again?
No, the call was, like, dropping or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird fucking thing. I figured, like, your rage must have fucked up some connection somewhere.
Yeah, so, I don't know, did you guys move on?
We were just about to. I think we can continue with you, though, Jax.
Yeah, Toy Box just started. It's like, I moved on from Star Trek Online, then, hey, you guys hear me?
Alright, well, I'll try to be brief about it. So, yeah.
We try a lot to do that.
And it never works. But as long as the listeners know that in our hearts we want to be brief.
Yes. In our hearts we are trying to go through this quickly, but reality won't let us.
I don't. My face turned off. I'm falling off right now. I don't want to be doing this right now. Trust me, I want to be brief. So I don't know exactly what I said about the rubbings. There's a percentage that you have. You can get it to 100% to have it complete to continue on with the game. And I was at 90% until I hit this one little spot, and that got me to the 100%. So.
Jax? God damn it, not again.
Alright, where's my soundboard?
Okay, yeah. Toybox, you go ahead then.
Yeah, like I said, I've been playing Assassin's Creed 1 on the 360. Just like with a Mass Effect, I tried to to play all the Assassin's Creed up to October with the release of Assassin's Creed 3.
Yes, I cannot wait for that fucking game.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to that. I played for about maybe 18 hours straight last night on that, just collecting flags and all that stuff.
Yeah, the flags. So
I personally hate the flags, but I had to rely on the internet to help me find those.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Like, I just spent, like, when I was playing Assassin's Creed 1, I spent, like, 3 days with, like a YouTube video up just, like, going through collecting every single flag.
Right.
Yeah, I eventually 1,000-pointed that game.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,000-pointed Assassin's Creed 1 and 2.
Hmm.
I didn't get Brotherhood because, I didn't get 1,000, like, I didn't 1,000-point Brotherhood because a lot of it was multiplayer, and, well, I do like multiplayer, I hate multiplayer achievements.
Yeah, same here. Especially when people cheat to get those achievements.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing Assassin's Creed. I'm anxious for Assassin's Creed 2. I think the setting for Assassin's Creed 2 is a lot better. Again, I haven't beat Brotherhood. I delved a little bit into that. But
yeah,
I'm hopefully in the next couple of days I can go back to Star Trek Online, write up another article, because that's new for Star Trek Online Final Frontier.
Yes. It's part 3 of the search for somebody.
Right. Right now, with Star Trek Online, they've undergone, with the European players, they're celebrating, well, last night they were celebrating free-to-play over in for Germany, France, and all that, I think it was. So you had, like, Q, the character Q going out, giving free stuff away and stuff like that. So that's I think we're lasting all this up all this week, I believe. So I'll be posting pictures on that along with my upcoming article and stuff like that. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's about it. I've been playing.
Okay, so, Bubba, what have you been playing?
All right, so first up, Battlefield 3, the single-player campaign. I've decided to put... What, did I lose you guys now?
No.
Nope.
No, okay.
No, I guess Toybox just muted his mic because there's a bit of.
Yes. I'm like, all the background noise is gone. What the hell happened? Am I alone?
I muted so I can take a drink real quick. So.
All right. So yeah, I've been playing the Battlefield 3 single player. I've decided to put a bit of a hiatus on doing the Let's Plays at all, and I don't think when I start them up again, I'm going to be doing Battlefield 3.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who actually watched those, all 6 of you, I'm sorry.
No, I think it's more like all 2 of them.
On YouTube, I got about 6 views per video, so...
Wow. Maybe did any of that cross over to the site?
I don't know. It was probably my subscribers who were watching. I have some subscribers, so...
Hmm.
Anyways, so as I said to Debbie before... I have come to the conclusion that your teammates are completely imaginary in Battlefield 3. This is because they very rarely kill someone. They might kill one or two enemies per mission. The rest is all you, and I figure I imagine that enemy as well. That's what happened. And okay. Then you've got that. And, like, literally, I'll see them shooting at an enemy, and none of the bullets will hit them. And then there's the fact that no matter how many of your teammates are out in the open, all of the enemies shoot at you.
Yeah, like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, games need to find, like, a better way to portray the fact that, you know, hey, you're part of a team, instead of just having every single person go for you every second of every day.
Yeah, and you know what? It's somewhat better in other games. Nobody does it really well.
Mm-hmm.
But... Actually, probably the best game I've played recently that I say did that was Star Wars Battlefront 2, which is, you know, a PS2 and classic Xbox title.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Shax.
I'm not going to rage about Uncharted anymore. I think Golden Abyss is an amazing game.
Sony's listening in, and he's just kidding. It's like cutting... You just keep cutting your internet.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My internet keeps cutting out on me. I don't know why. I just checked a cable. I don't see anything. I didn't see anything on their website saying anything about problems in my area, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Maybe it's on Skype's end.
I don't know.
Skype keeps you know turning green and then going gray, mm-hmm. and then it just keeps doing that back and forth. So I don't know. Yeah. Like you guys were talking for like a good 5 minutes there, and it was just cut out for me.
Now I'm glad that we didn't get Skype as a sponsor.
Yeah, because it seems like every few episodes we have to bitch about technical difficulties from Skype.
Yeah, usually on air for the listeners to enjoy.
So anyways, if I might continue.
Yep.
Yeah, that Star Wars Battlefront 2 is probably the last game I've played where that's done really well, but Battlefield 3 is so fucking horrible for it. I don't think I've played any game that's worse. and that's probably why you guys see me like dying so much when you were watching the Let's Plays, is because no matter what my teammates are doing, they're fucking shooting me.
Yeah, this is kind of a theory that I've got that I've noticed for some stuff in Saints Row 2, and I've been calling it player physics, where the laws of physics in any given world are different for the player than for every other NPC, because like my initial noticing of it was like with driving in Saints Row 2, They named Saints Row 3 something weird, so now I keep trying to get that for Saints Row 2. I keep thinking it's Saints Row the Second. You know, like, I mean, they say about Saints Row 2, then Saints Row the Third. And so now I'm either calling Saints Row 2 Saints Row the Second, or calling Saints Row the Third Saints Row 3.
I don't think it really matters. Go ahead and call Saints Row the Third Saints Row 3. No, okay. Everyone will know what you're talking about, and no one will give a fuck.
Okay, well, in Saints Row 2... Like when you're driving along, you'd be driving along in like this huge big ass car, but then some guy comes along in like a fucking Yugo and just like smashes the side of you, go fucking flying. But then meanwhile, you are in a car roughly like bigger than another car that you're trying to drive into, and that car just fucking stays planted while you go smashing things flying through your windshield. Like every other car seems to be working with decent traction, actual car physics going on. Meanwhile, you just seem to be driving around in something covered in like a little like paper model of a car covered in oil. It's weird as fuck.
You're covered in repulsion gel.
Yeah. I actually thought the driving in the Saints Row games to be better than the Grand Theft Auto games.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto was fucking terrible at driving.
I know. The second you hit something, you go fly at your windshield, and like it's worse than the car freaking out. You're out of the car. Now you're not driving, and you're half dead.
Yeah.
It's like, does your character never put on a fucking seatbelt?
Yeah, and then the cops show up.
If I hit a lamppost going 5 miles an hour, I'm not going to fly out my fucking windshield. If I hit a light post going 100 miles an hour, I'm going to take out that light post.
that's another weird thing of, like, you know, you're just, like, driving along, you're going, like, 100 miles an hour, plow through a lamppost, awesome, you hit a tree, you stop dead.
And go flying at the windshield.
Yeah. Like, I'm guessing maybe speed tree doesn't handle, like, tree damage physics.
Well, never mind. I was going to say, you know, the tree's rooted all on the ground and stuff, and lampposts are not, but no.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, even tiny trees.
I don't know.
Like little saplings. there have been games where I've like plowed through fences, plowed through lampposts, plowed through other cars. I hit a sapling, I go flying through the windshield.
No, yeah, I mean, I think, let me think. I want to say it was L.A. Noire, where it was like the wooden fences were untouchable, but everything else, you know, was destructible.
Yeah, it's like lampposts, people, like the little paper vending machines that people used to have, because people used to read papers. Mailboxes, park benches, just pluck all that shit. And then white picket fence, oh no, you don't want to wreck the like family ideal of the 40s.
Right.
Yep. And then you interrogate that fence.
So
I doubt it.
Speaking of environment destructibility, you know, Battlefield 3, that's another issue I'm having, is I'm finding everything's too destructible. Like, I'll hit a wall with a couple bullets from a submachine gun or something, it'll have this huge fucking gaping hole in it.
Yeah, that's kind of insane.
It's like, this is ridiculous. And how the hell am I supposed to take cover if everything fucking blows up? I take cover behind a cinder block wall. Oh, they just shoot right through it.
Yeah, Bad Company 2, I think, had better destructive physics, because, like, you shoot at a wall, you're shooting at a wall. You shoot a grenade at the wall explodes.
Yeah, and, like, and it's insane, because there's nothing that's good cover, and every enemy's shooting at you. I can be behind, like, a really thick cinder block wall, I'll be shot to death, where my buddy will just be, like, running up, "Hey, I'm in the open!" AIs don't shoot him at all.
Yeah, it's like pop up from cover for a second before you die. You just see your teammates over there hanging out with the NPC enemies. It's like, "Yo, bro, you want a brewski?"
The worst, though, this literally happened. There was this enemy hiding behind a corner with a shotgun, and all three of my teammates ran right past him, didn't look at him, he didn't look at them. As soon as I run up, he comes around the corner with the shotgun, shoots me, and kills me.
Wow. That is insane.
I was pretty pissed at that one. So I've also decided that Blackburn is also imagining the people interrogating him. He handcuffed himself.
No, he's not even handcuffed.
Well, in fact, he's the Joker.
He's probably imagining all those events.
Yeah.
Or he did fight the war single-handedly, thus becoming the Joker.
Yes.
I kind of like that one better.
Yeah, he saw the horrors of war, but then instead of being like Rambo and killing himself, he just goes insane and becomes the Joker.
You know, Rambo didn't kill himself, right?
The original ending for the movie that they shot had at the end Rambo killed himself.
Really?
And in the book, Rambo killed himself.
Really?
Yeah. They
fun fact for all you video gamers out there about a movie.
Yeah, they changed the ending of the movie so that they could have sequels.
Because, you know,
because
Rambo sequels.
Yeah, because, you know, everyone needs First Blood Part 2.
Have you seen First Blood Part 2?
I haven't seen First Blood.
Oh, my God.
Okay, back to video games. What else have you been playing? All right, everything else to say about Battlefield 3.
No, I think that's all for Battlefield 3.
Okay.
So moving on to some old GameCube games I've been playing. I've been playing some more Mario Kart, and astonishingly, I've been playing it while sober.
What is wrong with you?
Basically, sometimes I'll be over at my friend's house, and I'll wake up in the morning, I'll be bored, and she'll still be asleep, and I'll be like, okay,
I bet she'll still be asleep.
She?
My friend, I have a friend who's a girl.
That you apparently slept at her place?
With Ninja Kitty with me as well.
Oh, yeah.
A key party. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go any more into that.
Hey, you brought it up.
Because, you know, you're just digging yourself deeper.
Yeah.
A friend's house. You know, whatever. I'll wake up in the morning and they'll just be like, "I'm bored. I'm going to play some GameCube."
Yeah, wake up in the morning, unhook yourself from your handcuffs. climb over the pile of unconscious bodies. Watch out for that wet stain.
Are you done?
What's your safety word?
Yeah, brush the used condoms off your forehead.
Are you done?
I think so.
So yeah, I'll just play some GameCube, and in this case, I played Mario Kart.
Oh, take the controller out of Kitty's ass. She likes it kinky.
I usually apologize to her afterwards. Sorry.
Wow, dude, you sound like fucking choppy.
Are you standing behind a fan or something?
No, it's just shitty internet. That's all.
Okay, so now we're joined. By the creator of the Daleks.
Davros, how you doing?
they won't get that joke.
So I played some Mario Kart while sober. It's frustrating.
No shit.
I also played Mario Party.
Oh,
I fucking hate Yoshi.
Everyone hates Yoshi. And a lot of people hate Mario Party, too.
And Mario, for that matter.
Oh, yeah, like the most recent episode of After Hours on Cracked by Mario's douchebag. Which is actually really, really good.
Sometimes you want to play games, and the only thing around is a GameCube.
So play Luigi's Mansion.
that game is not available.
Play Geist.
Oh, I almost forgot. The most frustrating of all of them, Super Mario fucking Sunshine.
Oh, God, Sunshine.
Fucking Sunshine. It's not that you die frequently. No, it's almost impossible to die in this game. It's that you have to do this series of maneuvers to get somewhere and fall. And you have to start over again.
Man, did you get to the part where it's implied that Bowser Jr.'s mom is Peach?
No.
What?
I got way too frustrated with the game by that point.
Yeah,
before that point.
Like, apparently Peach and Bowser fucked and she gave birth to Bowser Jr.
Well, so that's what she was doing when she was in his castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was making her castle.
It's
like, well, she was making Mario cake. Something, 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 something.
I meant in the first game.
Yes. Well, back in the
joke. No wonder Bowser keeps kidnapping her.
Yeah, he just wants a mother of children to be around.
Yeah.
I'm more meant for the rent, but...
Okay. So, yeah. So, any other GameCube games?
No, that was it for the GameCube.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. I started a new character in Skyrim.
Okay. What race?
Khajiit.
Ah, Khajiit. Cat
that's
people.
A cat?
It's a cat. Yeah. That's a cat person. Male or female?
Male.
Okay.
And, I, of course, killed the first dragon just because I like having a shout available.
Hmm.
And then I went straight to the Thieves Guild because I want to focus a lot on sneaking and archery.
Yeah, archery's good. Archery and sneaking is really good. Like, I've been playing some Skyrim, which I'll be talking about later, and sneaking and archery have been insanely helpful for me.
Yeah, it's a great combo, especially if you also use alchemy and make poisons. Because, like, doing Golden Glow Estate, I was just, like, sneaking and firing arrows at them from the wall, and they're just running around like, where the fuck are these arrows coming from?
And they all drop over dead. Poison damage.
Hell yes. Okay. That's about it.
Okay. So, on to me. Have I talked about Costume Quest or Stacking on the podcast before?
What or... What?
Costume Quest or Stacking. I can't remember if I actually talked about it before on the pod, like, on record.
Maybe Stacking?
I remember talking about... Oh, so, fuck it if I have. I got Costume Quest and Stacking.
Yeah, I think we talked about it the last time because I was saying that you wasted your money.
Yeah, that might have just been, like, when... Like, we always... Again, pull back the curtain. We do talk about, like, podcast stuff before we start doing, like, other podcasts. So, for all I know, I could have talked to you guys about this stuff. Like, hey, I got this game and this game today before we started doing, like, our movies podcast or our commentary track or something.
Right, that's what I thought you were going to say. But, yeah, there have been so many times when you've said I wasted my money.
So, let's talk about Costume Quest first. So, Costume Quest is an RPG. It was made by Double Fine, obviously. Well, Natch. And so what the game is about is you are playing as one of two kids, either Reynold or Ren, is with this new town you're going to go out trick-or-treating. I chose to play as Reynold. And as soon as you go out trick-or-treating, your sister, who in the case is Ren, is just like a giant piece of candy corn, and she is kidnapped by some monsters. So then you have to spend... I keep hearing myself talk all robot-y.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Well, so your sister gets kidnapped, and you have to spend the rest of the game with your friends, who is two members of your party, a boy and a girl. And so you have to spend the rest of the game trying to track down your sister and save her from being eaten by monsters. And you do this by turning into your costumes, which is kind of weird how they set that up, like. Like, a monster is running off of your sister, then a couple monsters, like, block your path. It's like, let me show you how to trick-or-treat where we come from. Then he just turns into a giant robot because he dresses as a robot. And so that implies that that kid has the intrinsic ability to turn into his costume. Like, it doesn't matter what costume you're wearing. You can switch out your costumes. They all have different abilities and stuff. But that's just kind of weird to me that this kid can just turn into costumes. Like, it's not like, hey, but give me back my sister, they get so mad he turns to these guys, like, oh, shit. This is something he does on a regular basis.
That would be a fucking awesome ability, especially, you know, you cosplay as cool people. Mm.
Yeah, so, like, the costumes I have so far are a robot, a unicorn, a cat, a ninja, a spaceman, a knight, a pumpkin, which pumpkin is actually really good. It's the most recent costume I get. And it essentially turns you into Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King. Then I also have... I have a couple others. I can't remember what they are, but... So you can switch the costumes out in between each character. And then once you get into actual combat, it's all about timing. So with some attacks, you just, like, you hit the attack button, and then it'll have this little meter thing where you gotta hit it within, like, the certain square inch of space it designates with the correct button. And then when you do that, you do a more powerful attack. If you don't, then you just do a regular attack. There's other ones where you just have to hit the button as soon as you can. And the faster you hit, the more powerful your attack is. And then there's another one where you just, like, move the left stick, and then you just jiggle the stick around until you fill up a meter, and then it does a more powerful attack. And each costume has its own special ability. Like, the robot, he can, like, shoot down a barrage of missiles that deal fire damage over, like, 3 turns. You got, like, the spaceman who summons a meteor, and then you got the knight who puts, like, a protective shield around someone so that takes all the damage for the next attack. And it's actually pretty good. Like, the mechanics of it work pretty well. Each costume has, like, its own abilities in the real world. Like, the knight...
In the real world.
Yeah, like in non-combat.
Okay.
So, like, the robot has, like, heelys, like little shoes with the wheels in the back of them, so you can just, like, roller skate around with them and go off ramps and stuff. The knight can, like, put a trash can lid over his head and, like, deflect stuff coming from above, like rubble falling down or water or something, so his costumes don't get ruined. Yeah, the spaceman has, like, his lightsaber is essentially a flashlight with a little cone on the end of it, so he can just use that to fend off the darkness.
Fend off the darkness?
Yes.
Like from the game The Darkness?
Yeah, you can fend off...
Or from Alan Wake.
Yeah, you can fend off Mike Patton. And Swedish people. But yeah. So the game's actually pretty good. Like, the main mechanic for their kind of random encounter thing is you have to go up to houses and collect candy from them. Like, you open the house, knock on the door, trick-or-treat, and then... Either a person will come out and give you some candy, which is the in-game currency, or a monster will show up and attack you, and then you fight him, gain experience, and you gain candy. And you have to do that for every single house in each given neighborhood before you can advance to the next area.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it works pretty well. Like the combat works. The combat works okay. All the costumes are pretty varied and actually kind of interesting. Like, some of them, they do, like, party heals. Other ones do, like, individual heals. Some of them have buffs. Some of them have... And some of them have, like debuffs for the enemies, and they're actually pretty interesting. Like, right now, I think I'm rolling around with the pumpkin, the robot, and the spaceman. Oh, you know, the pumpkin, robot, and the cat. Because the cat can shoot lightning bolts out of its eyes. Because, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, costume quest. It's pretty good. I'm pretty close to beating it, I think. I've completed almost every quest, and I'm about to get... And I'm fighting one of the big bads... And I'm about to make it to the next area where I'm guessing that the main boss is going to be living, like, hiding out. So I'll be able to whip his ass.
Right on.
But yeah, costume quest is fun, and I think I got one of those on sale for, like, 600 points. So that is, I think, like, 750.
Wow. I got that game and stacking both for free.
Hmm. How?
PlayStation Plus.
You fucking... Well, yeah, so... Well, moving on to stacking. That game's kind of terrifying. It's like, when you think
What's
about the...
What's so terrifying about it?
When you think
it
about is... the... Yeah, when you think about the implications of that world, where... where the smallest person can jump into people's bodies and take control of all their actions.
It's kind of... instantly, when you said that, I knew where you're going to go with it, and it reminded me of the movie with the puppets. The you find out at the end of the movie the chick's controlling the dude's dad as a puppet.
Yeah, Dead Silent, I think.
Yeah.
You're like, it's actually a little bit terrifying of just a smaller person could just show up behind, go behind you and then rip you open, like, rip you in half, like, lengthwise, and then jump inside your body and take control of you. It's kind of creepy.
You know what has terrifying implications like that? Mm. The Katamari games.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but this game is all about your little stacking doll. I think your name's like Arnold or something. And all your brothers and sisters have been taken hostage to work in the fields, to work in like the coal mines and such, so that you can keep your house and your dad won't die or something. And so then you as a littlest one, you weren't taken for any of this work program because you are too little to be of any use. So then you have to go out there and rescue your brothers and sisters from their slavery by taking control of people's action, by taking control of people's bodies from the inside out. And it's okay, I guess. Like, it's not the best game. Like, it's no Costume Quest. It is just kind of, like, it looks pretty good. Like, the look of all the stacking dolls are actually pretty cool. Like, I actually do like the design of them all. But it's just, the mechanics aren't great, and it just feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
And, like, they also have this bit where you can, like, press down on the right bumper, and then it'll just, like, put, like, a little Dead Space-style ping thing up. And that's really not that useful. And it also takes, like, kind of a long time to go away. Like when you boot it up, it's like, all right, so where am I going? And it, like, stays like that for, like, 5 seconds before you can go into anything and do it again. But, like, Dead Space, you just click and hold the stick. All right, so there it is. As soon as you let go, you can move again. It is just, it is kind of annoying. But yeah, it's an alright game. I'm gonna be playing some more of it, like actually beating it and stuff. And both these games have DLC, which I can't afford at the moment. But yeah, if I had to choose between one of these games to go back to, it would definitely be Costume Quest.
Right on. Yeah, I've always heard good things about Costume Quest. Yeah. I've never played my version of it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a bit fetch questy, and like you have to just like go around the entire environment and collect all this shit. But it's not bad. It's not like the worst example of fetch quest. It's not like you have to go talk to a person. It's like, oh, I need this, and you go talk to a person. It's like, oh, I need this, and you have to go find like you have to go like 7 layers deep of fetch quests to be able to complete the quest that you have to do.
Right.
But it's actually kind of fun. But the weird thing about Costume Quest is like the apple bobbing game. To get through the game, one of the achievements is beat all the quests, and one of the quests is apple bobbing, where like it just be some guy. He's like, "Hey, I'm a dentist." It's like help defeat the war on gingivitis by like tooth decay by eating apples. So you have to go bob for apples. There are like red ones that are worth 1 apple. There are green apples which are worth 3 apples, because math, I guess. And then every single time you beat the thing, he rewards you with candy. And the kids actually call him on. It's like, wait, isn't this whole thing against candy? It's like, oh, come on, you worked hard, you deserve candy. But yeah.
Sorry, you said apple bobbing, and you talked about apple bobbing, I'm just thinking about how disgusting it is.
Oh yeah, it's fucking disgusting, like... All right, so stick your head in this bucket of water that 85 other people stuck their face in, and then trying to grab an apple that has been soaking in there for like 20 hours,
and then eat said apple. Ugh.
Yeah, but the good thing about this is you don't actually eat the apples; you just grab with your teeth and spit them back out.
Also, you know, it's a video game, so you're not actually apple bobbing.
Yeah. Oh well. So I've also been playing some Shadows of the Damned. So this is kind of the dream team for the guys who made this game, because it was directed by Suda51, who made No More Heroes and Killer 7 and the upcoming Lollipop Chainsaw. We got produced by Shinji Mikami, who made all the Resident Evil games, and music by Akira Yamaoka, who also did all the music for Silent Hill. This game is really good. So you are playing as Garcia fucking Hotspur, who is a demon hunter whose girlfriend gets kidnapped by the Lord of Demons and taken down to hell, and you jump in after her. And so you have to go through all the different layers of hell and try to get your girlfriend back while fighting all the demons that Fleming, the Lord of Demons, keeps sending after you. And you're doing all this with Johnson, your faithful flaming skull sidekick, who turns into a gun. Because, yeah. So, yeah, the game is a third-person shooter, and it plays pretty well. The aiming's a bit swimmy, but it's pretty easy to get used to. So right now I have three guns that I can use. I have the Hot Boner, which is the pistol, the Skull Cushioner, which is the shotgun, and the Teether, which is the machine gun. And so all of these guns are just Johnson. Like, usually just walking around with him, you're just holding a stick, and he's like on top of it with a little heart beating in the center of it, and you're just working as a torch. But then you just pull the thing, and, like, some vector lines show up, and he turns into a gun, and it actually looks really good. The shooting works, like I said, well, and he's a bit swimmy. And the game's actually kind of funny. Like, it's Suda51, so he is kind of known for his quirky style games. And so, like, when you're going down to hell, there'll be, like, there'll be, like, little baby faces on doors. You have to, like, either get a strawberry, an eyeball, or brains to feed to it to open the door. There's one boss fight that I did where, like, the guy was a boss fight that I beat earlier. He just comes down from the sky, rips out his own heart, eats it, and then he bursts open, and he has like a giant goat head thing, and then a statue of a horse behind him comes to life, and he jumps on it, and then all of a sudden has a spear and a trident thing.
What the fuck?
So then I kill him. And then when he falls off his horse, he rips his horse's heart out. That's hard to say. Eats that, grows like the size of a building, then eats his horse. Yeah, this game has Suda written all over it. It is fucking insane. And but yeah, it's a fun game. Like, the only problem I have is that it's run on Unreal, which is. Oh god, it's so bad. It is so fucking bad. Like, when Unreal is, like, implemented well, like in Mass Effect 2, it's fucking awesome. But when it's not implemented well, it can be total shit, with texture popping like a motherfucker, and the game always hitches up when it's transitioning from gameplay to cutscene.
Yeah.
Like when I was fighting that demon thing, like, goat demon thing, I was fighting it, it's like, alright, I beat it, then the game freezes, the game stops, like, wait, what happened, did I freeze the, fuck, tell me not to do that all over again, and then it goes to a cutscene, it's like, oh, thank god. But yeah, so, it's a fun game, it's quirky, it's got Suda51, the music is actually really good, it's, like, kind of grindhouse-style, like, horror music, where, it's kind of like grindhouse-style horror music, and it does have some of that, like, more unsettling kind of music stuff. And it all fits the scene really well. It works with the source material, because all the stuff in there is kind of messed up. Like, there's one bit where you're, like, walking along, you run to your girlfriend, Paulina, who's, like, wearing lingerie that you bought her. No, Paula is her name. Like, wearing some lingerie that you bought her. And then all of a sudden, her back just rips open and a demon pops out of it. Yeah, and they're like dead corpses hanging throughout the street, and you can, like, wear them, you can, like, run underneath them and wear them as hats. But, like, not actually, you just put a corpse in your head and wear it as a hat, but you can, like, position yourself in such a way that the legs are spread open so that your head is, like, firmly planted in, like, a dead woman's crotch.
Nice.
They're, like, pounds, like, just piles of dead, mutilated flesh everywhere. There are demons coming at you from almost every angle at any given time. And it occasionally just turns into darkness, where if you stay in that darkness long enough, your flesh will be stripped from your bones. And you will die. Unless you can find a goat.
Why a goat?
Goats are sources of light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, they'll be like living goat heads with, like, candles on top of them every once in a while, like, hanging on walls and stuff. And what you have to do is, you have to run along and hit them with your light shot, which is essentially just a stun shot. Which then will light up that goat head and dispel all the darkness in the area. But any enemy who is in the darkness when you dispel it will still be covered in darkness. So you have to run up and smack them with your Johnson wand, like Johnson's torch thing, which will dispel the darkness, or shoot them with light shot.
See, Johnson's torch is completely different from a Johnson wand.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's Johnson torch. Yeah, and also the game is pretty good. It's pretty funny, and the dialogue between Johnson and Garcia works really well. Like, they usually refer to each other as G or J. You know, Garcia calls Johnson J, and Johnson calls Garcia G.
Right.
And actually work kind of well together. It's like a kind of buddy cop thing. Going on, where like Johnson is like the big anal retentive guy who knows what's going on, and Garcia is like the headstrong guy who just wants to get a girl back. And it works well. So yeah, I'll be playing a bit more of this. I might review it. I'm not entirely sure. It's been a couple years since it came out. But for right now, it's marred by some technical issues, but I like it. And so I've also been playing some more Skyrim. I have the Dragon Wrench out, and I am about to go off to Sovngarde, to go fight Alduin. So yeah, and I'm also now in charge of the Dark Brotherhood. So yeah, there's that. Yeah, so Emperor's dead, Astrid's dead, unfortunately, because I liked her.
I hated her. She was a bitch.
I hated fucking Cicero.
So did I. I killed him.
Oh, yeah. I just fucking murked his ass.
But yes, I killed him slowly.
I just fire-breathed him.
Just, I used the March for Death shout. It's nice and slow.
Yeah, just went blah, and they went flying into his... They went flying... So he was on fire, and then he fell into more fire.
Oh, have you tortured the people in the torture chamber yet? You can, from every one of them, you can find out a location of treasure. Just have to like ask them, then hurt them a little bit, then ask them again, then hurt them a little bit until they tell you.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah. So, well, I've also been running around with the Blade of Woe. I really like that weapon. It's the one that like it's just a dagger, but it also deals like steals 10 points of health from any enemy you're fighting every time you hit him.
It also gets a sneak bonus, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Since it's a dagger, the Assassin's Blade thing, does 15 times damage when you do a sneak attack.
Well, I'm just thinking the Blade of Woe in Oblivion itself had a damage bonus for sneaking.
This one, I don't think it does. Like. It might,
but I guess you didn't have that perk in Oblivion, so...
Yeah. Like, I haven't really been doing much sneaking with the dagger. I've been doing more sneaking with the bow. Which I now have an ebony bow, which does 26 damage, which is up from my Nightingale bow of 20. So yeah, I've been using that, and... Yeah, so I have the Elder Scroll, I have the Lexicon translated, I dropped that off to Septimus, and now I'm harvesting blood. So that's...
Yes.
So that's fun. But yeah, I am going to be... I'm probably going to be holding this game for a while. Like, right now, the only two disc games I have left are Shadows of the Damned and Skyrim. Because I traded everything else in. And I wasted $40 of that on World of Warcraft trading cards, which I cannot build a deck out of.
That was brilliant money spent.
Yeah, it really was. I should have bought one of the... I don't even know why I bought the big box.
I'm kind of glad I ended up handling the money from the Rocket Hub campaign.
So am I. And so, remember, people who donate money to me, I will waste on magic cards. I'll go out and buy another big... I'll take 40 of it, I'll go out and buy another big... I'll go buy another big epic collection of World of Warcraft cards.
Or I'll make him give it to me and it'll be used for something useful.
Yeah, like capture cards. Yeah, I fucking need a job, man. I need to start getting paid for this. Good lord.
I don't know which of those is more likely.
Yeah. Probably more likely to get paid for this. I will probably get paid for this first before I ever get a job. Because I am terrible with jobs. And people. Yeah. So, enough with my terrible life. On to news. I can hear myself.
I can hear you doubled, but then you sound like me in the reflection. Weird.
Whoa.
I just blew my mind, bro.
It's like... Don't. You'll provoke him.
I think it checks.
Dude, bro.
Yeah, I think checks is, like, mic is too close to his headphones. Oh, well. On the news. So, BioWare is going to be changing the ending of Mass Effect 3.
That's awesome, bro. That ending sucked so much.
Oh, Brovey, no, Brovey. Come on, you're wrong.
Come on, Brovey. Fuck's sake.
I'm gonna firebomb the motherfuckers because the ending sucks balls. I hate you, fucking Bioware. You suck, man.
Wow, dude.
No, come on. It's okay. Come on.
Oh, come on, bit. Oh, come on, Boopy. But yeah.
I'm gonna blame it on Robert Bowling. You fucking suck.
Honestly, though, that's God stupid. Damn it, Robert. You shouldn't fucking give up like that. If you make an ending, you make a fucking ending. Yes. You don't change it because the fans say, oh, we don't like it.
Yeah, so Dr. Ray Muzica, or whoever the fuck announced his last name, he says, this is an issue we care about deeply, and we will respond to it in a fair and timely way. We're already working hard to do that. Building on their research, executive producer Casey Hudson and the team are hard at work on a number of game content initiatives that will help answer the questions, providing more clarity for those seeking further closure to their journey. You will hear more on this in April. We're working hard to maintain the right balance between artistic integrity and the original story while addressing the fan feedback we've received. This is in addition to our existing plan to continue providing new Mass Effect content and new full games. So rest assured that your journey in the Mass Effect universe can and will continue. The reaction to the release of Mass Effect 3 has been unprecedented. On one hand, some of our loyal fans have been passionately expressing their displeasure about how their game concluded. And I'm just going to stop right there, because passionately expressing is one thing. But starting fundraisers...
Not only starting fundraisers, but demanding a new ending.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go on and be like, man, this ending sucks, I fucking hate this ending, fine, that's just your opinion, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but going out and actively, like, lobbying.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. What the hell? It used to be, something got released, there was an ending to it. If you didn't like it, fuck you.
Yeah, if you don't like it, too damn bad.
You that's put up with for. It.
That's what blogging is for.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Like, you can dislike the ending all you fucking want. You can't expect it to be changed just because you don't like it. You didn't make the game.
Yeah, it's just fucking...
But to go so far as to make an FCC complaint, that is crazy.
Yeah, FCC...
That's insane.
Yeah, but,
How can you complain to the FCC because you don't like an ending?
Yeah, it's just fucking...
I don't like the way this ended. You know, and every one of those people will probably, if you ask them, be like, oh yeah, I'm all about free speech. And you want to fucking censor your video game makers because you don't like what they do? Fuck you, people. Pull your heads out of your asses.
Yeah, the FCC filing is again, it was on the basis of false advertising.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
really?
False
advertising. I don't even understand that. And it got passed through by the... company that whatever that they bitched to about false advertising.
It was
when did they ever say here's Mass Effect 3 coming soon with an ending that you'll like? This
yeah.
What?
It never fucking said anything of that. Like they said, here's Mass Effect 3. It's Mass Effect 3.
And you know what? If nothing else, they said like here's Mass Effect 3. It's probably gonna be sad.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy about that is that there's people that started fundraisers at Child's Play. And Child's Play is like, no, this isn't the platform to do that. I forget what I think Child's Play is for, like cancer stricken people or something like that.
Child's Play is to help raise money to get like funds to children's hospitals.
Yeah, yeah. And when they closed it down, it was reported that it was up to $80,000. That's crazy.
Well, yeah. Okay,
I know it sucks. This is like good, you know, they're getting money for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, but. Fuck you for doing it with the ending of fucking Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Do it with something else.
Like George Lucas products, or...
How about you people that paid that $80,000? Come fucking support me in Extra Life. All I'm asking for is $500. That's it.
I'm asking for $100.
Here's a couple of examples. I didn't like the ending to Serenity. I didn't, you know, start lobbying for Joss Whedon to change that. Fuck, I had another example in my mind. I can't remember it now, though. I just had it. Son of a bitch.
Metal Gear Solid 2 comes to mind.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 2.
I did not much. I did not much care for the ending for Batman Arkham Asylum. That ending. The last boss fight was kind of shit, and like the final, like, oh my god, Bane's still alive. That was like, oh, fucking stupid.
Dude, shut the fuck up. The whole game needs to be remade.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, except for the bathroom.
I didn't like the Star Wars prequels. As shitty as those are, I'm not lobbying to have them remade.
Right.
No, I'm just pretending they don't exist.
Exactly. That's what you do. You don't like it, you ignore it.
Yeah.
Or you bitch about it.
On the internet where
you don't demand it be changed.
It's like, here's what you do. You either ignore it or bitch about it on the internet where you can be ignored by everyone else.
I mean, BioWare really has a lot of blame going their way that they fucking folded like this and said, okay, we'll do this. They have just opened the fucking floodgates to have this happen all the time. In fact, I wouldn't put all the blame on a company fucking folding like this on BioWare. I mean, Bethesda kind of did it too with Fallout 3, but I mean, that was kind of really stupid on Bethesda's fault or Bethesda's part.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
It's an open world.
So, moving on.
You fuck. Yes. No, I want to talk about this more.
We talked about this enough.
I hope Mass Effect 3, I hope BioWare sells this DLC, because fuck everyone. All those assholes that wanted this shit changed fucking pointed out Bethesda changing Fallout 3, and you know what? They sold the DLC for fucking Fallout 3. So fuck you, BioWare, sell the fucking DLC to these little fucking quote-unquote fans. Go fuck yourself, fuck faces.
Congress. The United States Congress is at it again.
Ah, they suck. But Mass Effect 3?
No. I can rage about this next story, too.
Yeah, so,
oh, man. This is going to be a very rage-filled podcast.
Yeah, so the U.S. Congress, specifically two members, Joe Baca, a Democrat from California, and Frank Wolf, a Republican from Virginia, I guess. That's what VA stands for, right? Americans?
Yeah,
China.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, so they're trying to introduce, they're trying to make sure every single video game, no matter what its rating is, ESRB rating, they want to be released with a warning label that says exposure to violent video games has been linked to violent behavior.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
Okay, so I've already raged about this in the comments, but I have two reasons why I fucking hate this. Number one, there is no, and I repeat, no solid study that links violent video games to violent behavior. There's actually studies that have more evidence than any of the studies combined that they do cause violent behavior that say that absolutely not. There's no correlation between violent video games and violent behavior. If a kid's going to be violent, it's for other reasons. There are so many other things at play. Violent video games have almost no effect on violent behavior. Number two is there's already a fucking labeling system. And do you know why young kids are still getting violent video games? Because parents don't give a shit. They still buy their kids these games. Mm-hmm. I still encounter, 7-year-olds who are like, oh yeah, I was playing Call of Duty and blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is not the game developer's fault. This is the parents' fault. You know what? Pass laws that prevent parents from buying these games for their kids, or something like that. Even that's a bad idea, really. Forget I said that last part. But it's the parents, not the fucking game makers.
Yeah, like one bit, I was doing an anthropological study at my local video game retailer, and I was in there, and there was this mom who was like talking with her kid. Saying, this kid was like, Mom, I want to get Grand Theft Auto. And it's like, I don't know, this might be a bit violent for you. So I came over, like, being the helpful person I was, and said, well, you know, if he wants to, like, kill everything, we can try something like Destroy All Humans, which is, like, less horribly violent than Grand Theft Auto. And she's like, oh, no, that seems too violent. I'll go with Grand Theft Auto. She thought Grand Theft Auto was less offensive, less offensive and better for her kid than Destroy All Humans.
See, there's already labels existed for this. Grand Theft Auto is rated M for a long list of reasons. I mean, it's a long-ass list.
Oh,
and then
you've
got Destroy All Humans, which is rated T with a pretty short list.
Yeah, and it is, like the most violent thing in that game is someone's brain pops out of their head. And poorly animated, I might add.
And I guess, actually, if you look at it, there's a bit more innuendo.
There's innuendo, but what are the odds that a kid will understand that?
Yeah, like, innuendo tends to go over your head, but, yeah, like, yeah. Grand Theft Auto, it's straight up, hey, you've got titty breath, you've been sucking on titties all night.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like, with that, like, that kind of argument of, like, oh, it's got innuendo, it kind of reminds me of Fox's argument for, like, how Bulletstorm is the worst game ever made, in that it has, like, some of its kills are references to sex acts. Like, you know, you got Gang Bang, Rear Entry, Drildo. But the thing is, while that game is not meant to be played by kids, if a kid does get their hand on it, they won't know what any of that shit means. Like Fox is all saying, like, oh, by having all these innuendos in here, and having all this innuendo and stuff, it'll lead kids to be rapists. It's like, the kids don't know what sex is yet.
Yeah, but it's Fox, and I refuse to say, you know, that other word at the end of it.
Yeah.
Because they're not.
Fox assholes.
Yes.
Fox tards.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's only the responsibility of the parents to make sure that what their kids are doing, watching, seeing, hearing, is what is appropriate for those kids. It's not the game developers. It's not Congress. It's not the schools. It's not the video game store clerk. It's the parents. And that's the biggest problem, is America loves pushing the blame onto the next person, whoever it may be, for whatever situation it might be. And then it comes to these parents, and that they're bad parents. You are bad parents, and you don't want to believe you're bad parents. You think you're a great parent. And so, well, it's obviously not my fault. I'm a great parent, so it must be the video game company. It must be the developing company. It must be them. Everyone but...
must be them darn video games.
Well, we need
it
to,
must be the video
games. What we need to remember about the U.S. government is that it's a necessary evil. We need it, but at the same time, I fucking lost my train of fucking thought.
The problem is it's ran by assholes and ignorant assholes at that, and they listen to these fucking stay at home moms that just want their kids out of their hair so they can enjoy their martini, and so they don't know, they don't understand. I mean, obviously it's clear that violence has been a fucking problem with the human race for eternity. It's been, there's been wars forever, and wars for stupid shit, and there's been fights for stupid shit, and there's been killings for stupid shit, but it just doesn't help, you know. Also, when video games do portray violence, and you know, when you hear about a guy that travels, you know, to another part of the state or whatever and kills a kid because he killed him in Call of Duty or some shit like that, that doesn't help it. That just magnifies it. I mean, again, when it comes to the end of the day, just don't let your kids play the fucking video game. And you know what? Put that fucking new label on the fucking game, because you know what? What are you going to do then? When it still continues to happen, when parents still continue to not care, and still continue to buy these games.
There'd be a huge outcry against the general public, especially the entertainment medium at large, because books have to be censored, movies, television has to be censored,
audio has to be censored. We need to fucking say, you know what, Congress, you want to put this on here, fine, but if you do, and shit continues to be how it is, and these kids still continue to get these games, you take that label off, and then you start fucking pointing at the parents and say, you know what, we were wrong, you guys are the bad people, you're the ones that shouldn't have kids, and start taking fucking kids away from fucking families.
So, just for comparison, China, I pre-ordered Left 4 Dead 2 from China because it was a fuck of a lot cheaper, and it still works on my North American system because it's NTSCJ. But basically, they do have an extra label on their M-rated video games. Now, I'm about to tell you their laws, and see if you see where their focus is in enforcing their laws. So, if you buy an M-rated game for a person under the age of 18, or allow a person under the age of 18 to play your M-rated game, or play an M-rated game in front of someone who's under the age of 18, you can go to jail and get a fine. Now, here's the thing. Is the focus there on the industry or the parent?
Fucking parent.
It's on the parent. It's ridiculous laws, but the focus is on the parents. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is your problem. We're not going to, you know, end our foreign trade in video games. We're not going to, you know, fuck up these systems of content delivery just because you can't be a parent. So, no, yeah, we'll make heavy censorship laws because we're China, but we're going to make it focus on you, the parent.
And it's always on the basis of we know better for you. It's in the best interest of for you. But here in America, it's not the best interest of the citizens. It's the best interest of the politician so they can lobby for more money so they can get money going to their own pocket. It's one huge scheme. It's the greatest scheme, and it's worse than insurance of any kind. It's worse than anything because whatever they lobby for, they're getting a cut off that in the name of it's in the best interest of the citizens and shit like that. It's a huge scheme, and it sucks. That's why gas price is so high because it's exploiting the American people and how they live and the way of life.
Right.
It's just one huge exploitation scheme, and no one's doing anything about it.
Mm. Yeah, and real quick, I got one story for you guys about a situation with parents and video games and children, and then we can wrap it up or do whatever you guys have to say.
We have more news.
I was in GameStop. Right. I didn't mean wrap it up. Mm-hmm. I just meant this conversation because I know it's been going long. I was at GameStop, and this kid wanted Warriors, the video game. And I've never played Warriors, the video game, but I've seen the movie. And the movie's pretty fucked up. So I gotta imagine the video game is probably not for children. And it is kind of
I have the M rating on it. It's fairly violent. I've played it. And you're, you know, breaking into cars, stealing radio, shit like that.
Okay, yeah. So this kid wanted it. The dude behind the counter was like, well, I can't sell it to you. You know, you're a minor. He was obviously a minor. He was definitely a minor. And he went and got his mom. The mom came in, and, you know, she was talking to the clerk about it. You know, she's like, well, what's the problem? And she's explaining to her, like, this is a violent video game. It has a mature label on it. We can't sell it to your son without your okay. And she was like, well, how is it violent? And he was explaining to her that, you know, there's, you know, you do killing in the game. And she was like, well, is it bad? And he was like, well, that's not, you know, I don't know how to really, you know. Basically, he was saying, like, I guess so, but, like, I don't know. I'm not you, so you decide to for yourself if it is or not. And she's like looking at the case of the game, looking at the pictures on the back and stuff like that. And then, but at the end of the day, she was like, all right, yeah, this should be fine. It's not going to be that big of a deal. I think that, he'll be able to handle this. And I don't know. The kid was like maybe like 12, 13 years old. And the dude behind the counter was kind of like, okay, if you say so. And, you know, rung it up and she walked out of there with it, and it's just like I was standing there looking at Gabe's and like just thinking like, man, like he was a black kid too.
Just had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't going to, but I thought, fuck it, this story was dying.
But yeah, so that's gonna do it for that. Moving on to something less raging. So, the Baldur's Gate remakes for Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 will be coming to iPad.
Only iPad?
Yep.
And PC.
Yeah, iPad and PC. Yeah. But I'm guessing what, like, Shax was saying, like, but not iPhone?
I hate games released on the iPad!
Well, yeah, so it's... Yeah, so the enhanced editions, I guess some more info was released about that. It's going to be having the improved Infinity Engine. Baldur's Gate 1 is going to include the expansion pack for Tales of the Sword Coast.
And for a second there, sorry.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say I thought Bovey was shitting a controller out at that point.
Well, yeah, so they're going to have improved Infinity Engine, the expansion pack for first game included, and it's going to have a new character as well as a new adventure. Yes, so they're going to be coming out. So both Infinity Edition are going to be coming out for the iPad this summer. And that's not all. According to Giant Bomb, Overhaul says that if these two games do well, Overhaul is going to be trying to make Baldur's Gate 3 with funding through Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. Yeah, so that could be a thing. Yeah, so, moving on. BioWare has said that Dragon Age 2 is done. They'll not be putting out any more DLC for it. Any future DLC that has been made has been canceled.
Hmm.
Yep. Toolbox, is your story. Anything else you want to say on it?
That sucks.
I don't really care. Yeah. And it seems like, despite the huge... we're talking about it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, moving on. So, I don't know why, but Toy Box posted this thing as breaking news. Philip Collar has left Game Informer.
I don't understand the breaking news part. I'm like, alright.
It's like, well, are we really the first guys to put this news out there?
Why not?
Like,
maybe there's people who read our news who don't read news anywhere else.
Right. And maybe I have money.
That's a good line. For like, Deathstore Prods, video games, anime, movie, comic book news that you read first because you don't read it anywhere else.
Yeah, it's like, you don't go anywhere else, why not come here?
I don't look at news sites a lot, so I do get quite a bit of my news from Deathstore Prods.
Okay, so... And more breaking news. Robert Bowling has left the Infinity Ward. Because, yeah. So...
That dude's gone.
Yeah,
the rumor mill is going crazy about why he left right now. So, there's a bunch of tweets and reports going on in Game Informer and whatnot, because that's where it originally came from. I believe it was Game Informer. Mm-hmm. Of the original... Origins or the... Hold on for a second, I'm going to bring it up again. Of why he left.
Hmm. Yeah. A lot of people are leaving places.
Yeah, it's the ebb and flow of the industry. A lot of companies are starting up, and a lot of them are going under because of the CEOs are stupid, namely THQ. Yep. And,
I quit.
Okay, so breaking news, Bobby Wan has left Deathstore Prods. For Giant Bomb,
hang
who
up
knows?
On him right now.
So, yeah, another piece of news. I forget her name, but like I read this, I was going to write up something on it, but I just kind of couldn't be asked. But so, the co-founder and CEO of that game company has left that game company.
Hmm. Yep.
Why is it? Can we not rename an article on our site the same exact article on another site?
I try not to.
I know. I noticed that with like all websites, and that fucking hurts after a while.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like literally copying and pasting from another site?
Well, not the whole thing. Not the whole article. Just
that annoys the hell out of me.
just talking about the title.
Yeah. But, yeah, but how many different ways can you say this person is leaving?
Yeah.
That's my point. It's like, if everyone does this, like, how many times can it be fucking said before you're like, I'm saying this exactly like someone else did in the title.
Right.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so the...
That's editorial discussion, but...
Yeah, so the lady who is the CEO of that game company said that she founded that game company to try to help make, like, handle the business side while Jinova Chen was going off making his huge visions.
Oh, she's a fucking cunt. Just tell her to shut her fucking face.
That game company, what do they make recently?
Journey?
Sounds very...
Journey?
Thank you. Yeah.
Shaxx's Game of the Year?
Yeah. Dude, where are you at? They made Flow?
I can only speculate that, especially when Journey came out, that other companies like, we need you, and just throwing them money, pretty much, so they're like, see ya.
Well, yeah, like, what she said was that she was there to handle the business side of things, while Jinova Chen was the creative part of it, and since, you know, everyone else there had gotten more handle on the business side, she was no longer needed.
Right, yeah. Time to move on.
Yeah, so she left. Okay, so, we got some more news that Shaxx just sent me. So, apparently there has been a game in development called Warrior's Lair, which was formerly called Ruin.
Yeah, they showed it off at, I think, last year's E3, mm-hmm. when they were showing off the Vita. Mm-hmm. Was that at E3, or was that after E3, like Tokyo Game Show or something? I don't remember.
I think they announced the Vita at E3.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, they're showing it off.
Yeah, they're showing it off at E3.
Maybe, okay, so it was called Ruin at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Diablo style game, and the whole thing that they're showing is with that game is you can be playing it on the Vita, you know, hit, you know, start or whatever, save your process wherever you're at, shut the Vita off, go over to the PS3, pick the game up, start right where you left off at, and just continue beating up baddies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's been kind of under the radar for a while now, and even when they renamed it to Warrior's Lair, that kind of went under the radar also.
Yeah, so they have, so the developers who are developing a previously called Idle Minds, I think, they have been dropped from the project. They're no longer developing it. Not sure who's developing it now, but
I think it's Santa Monica Studio. It's in-house, yeah. Oh. Or San Diego Studio.
San Diego, okay. So, moving on. PS4. We might get that before the Xbox next one. I really don't want to call it the Xbox 720.
No. What will it be called?
The Xbox 420.
Probably. It'd be called... No, no. It'd be called lowercase x, uppercase x, weed for life 420, capital X, lowercase x.
You know, someone on Giant Bomb, like, they were, like, ask people to, like, mail in their, like, guesses for what the next Xbox name is going to be, and one person said it was going to be, like, Xbox, but with no vowel, so it would just be XBX.
Oh.
I actually kind of like that one. Xbox. Yeah. Xbox.
The name Xbox, to me, it just kind of grinds me. It's like, Xbox, I just don't like the name itself. But
yeah, I never liked the name Xbox. I mean, when it was first announced, you know, Microsoft's Xbox, I'm like, Xbox?
Well, it was a code name for the system back in 2000, but since they caught on, Microsoft said, fuck it, Xbox. So...
Well, yeah, so the PlayStation 4, which according to sources is going to be called Orbis.
That's a good console name.
Yes, so the Orbis, apparently Sony has like had designs like held down since at least 2 years ago, and they're confident. Mm-hmm. According to the post, they're going to be confident that it'll be releasing before Microsoft's next console.
Yeah. That's interesting because. Sony keeps saying that they have no plans of announcing a new system at, like, E3, which is where everyone thinks the new consoles are going to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, does that mean they are going to announce it?
I would think so, yes, because they have to be in the lead of the Xbox. In terms of sales, of like, third-party sales, Xbox has it, I mean, hands down. I mean, in terms of media, the Xbox has it, subscriptions, you know, everything. Compared to the PlayStation 3, not by much, but it does have it. And, the Xbox is where everybody's at right now. And so, and if Sony wants to be ahead of that in terms of hyperbole, especially that, they have to announce it somehow or to leak some information, and that's what looks like is happening now. But
yeah, but I don't know. It's fucking.
It's a race.
Do we really need the next console already?
Yeah, definitely. Especially the 360, because comparatively, that's just way underpowered. The triple core processor is garbage now compared to what the cell processor can do. And there's reports that PS4 won't have a cell processor anymore either. So
yeah, like I saw something on like Checkpoint, the Penny Arcade Loading Ready Run news show, that said that like the new iPad, you know, the newest iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It has more processing power and can put out better graphics than both the PS3 and the 360.
Well, the problem with the PS3 and the development side of it is that the developers haven't tapped into the true potential of the PS3 yet because of how difficult it is to develop for the system.
Mm-hmm.
The development kits for the PS3 suck compared to what Microsoft has built. But yeah, with the 360, you can tell that they're... me and Shax had this discussion not that long ago, a couple of days ago, but developers are using tricks, like the Unreal Engine, trying to use graphical tricks to make the game look better and all that stuff. Well, if you had a higher powered 360, for instance,
it'll all do that natively. That's what the PS3 does with Blu-ray. It doesn't unzip, I don't think. For like Metal Gear Solid 4 and stuff like that, it doesn't unzip the audio or the graphics. It just renders it natively, you know. If the 360 could do that, that'd be awesome. But as for right now, with the 16-gig DVD, it's not going to happen. It has to, you know, use a bunch of compressing power and all that shit.
Okay, cool.
Handle that. So,
Just the one thing I noticed from the article that it claims that the PS Vita may be used as a controller.
That'd be cool.
I just kind of think the timing is bad because after the announcement for the Wii U showing that controller, people raged against that controller.
Yeah.
And this is basically the same thing being done, only, hey, it's another console. Now, it's cool that it's a console on its own, but that's a lot of money to pay for that extra controller.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Sony will be really smart here, like they were with the PS3. Because if you guys remember, when the PS3 was first shown, it had that boomerang shitty controller, and everyone raged about it, and they came back with the classic PlayStation controller. So hopefully, with the PlayStation 4, they will kind of give it an either or. Like, you know, you can have the classic controller for the PlayStation 4, or if someone like me has a PlayStation Vita, I can choose to use that instead if I want to.
Hell, actually, you can finish. Okay, you know what would be a really good marketing strategy is, you know, have the option of just having the regular controller. I'm sure it will be an option no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, I doubt there will be many games that require you to have a Vita controller, but sell them as a package deal. Get lots of sales that way.
Yeah.
The Vita,
definitely.
PS4, or the Orbis.
Yeah, the Orbis.
Well, I mean, how I see them
together for this much.
In my perspective, if Apple can do it with their Apple television product, I think you could use your iPhone or the iPad 1 or 2 to activate that little device. Mm. Why can't Sony do it? I mean, well, then again, Sony doesn't have the marketing power like Apple does right now, where everybody is obsessed with Apple shit. I mean, I can go rave on about Apple products.
iPhones don't work well in the cold.
Okay, so yeah, I guess we're going to cut this off. Last piece of news, then all the new releases. So, Australia for the longest time has not allowed M-rated games into their country. Like they've been having this, they have like the weird rating system where like their highest rating thing is 15+, meaning that any game rated like M has been not allowed in the country, and people have had to buy games from other countries or like find ways to like sneak the games in through like, I don't know, like smuggle it up their ass or something. But now Australia has finally introduced an 18+ rating, so now Australians will be allowed to get M-rated games.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Congratulations Australia.
Congratulations Australia. Congratulations Australia, you've now joined the rest of the world.
Now, just make some good parenting choices, please. For the love of God, make good parenting choices.
Yeah. Okay, on to new releases. So, for this week, the week of April 2nd, we have three games that I feel like talking about. First up is Xenoblade Chronicles for the Wii. Just finally coming out in North America after the whole Operation Raindrop thing, I think it was called. Their whole movement, it paid off, and Xenoblade Chronicles is now being released in North America. So, yay. We also have Devil May Cry HD Collection for PS3 and 360, which is the first three Devil May Cry games on PS3 and 360 in HD.
Meh.
And then we have Kinect Star Wars.
Oh, fuck you for bringing that up.
Is that the dancing game?
Not really, because there is dancing involved in it.
Oh, fuck no.
You know, we can sing to a very poorly done like song about the Empire that's done to YMCA.
C-3PO is dancing with you. Fuck that.
Yeah. But then there's also the game that they showed off at E3 where the guy who started is like went lightsaber on.
Which Microsoft or someone from Microsoft or the game studio developed whatever said that. That is not necessary. He just
decided to do that. He was Microsoft's Mr. Caffeine.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember him. God, he was annoying.
Oh my god!
Let's see what this game would have looked like. Let's see what this game would look like on the Commodore 64.
Oh god, yeah.
Fucking.
I like to go deal with him with a fucking bat to his head.
Yeah. So those are the only, so those are games we're talking about coming out this week. Coming out next week, the week of April 9th, we have Fez for the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Fez?
Fez. The game, and that game actually looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea what it's about either, but it looks kind of cool. We also have coming out World Gone Sour for the Xbox, for the Xbox 360 and PS3. This is the Sour Patch Kids game.
Awesome. Sour Patch Kids getting some love.
Yeah, it's a 2D side-scrolling platformer. And it's also kind of Pikmin-y. Like, you can go around, they're playing as, like, this bigger, Sour Patch Kid. And you're running around collecting a little Sour Patch Kid. You collect five of them, you can, like, absorb them into yourself and become a bigger Sour Patch Kid.
Okay.
And the entire game is that you were in a bag of Sour Patch Kids, but then someone dropped you on the floor in a movie theater, and then you have to try to find your way back to that person so you can be eaten. Like, all the Sour Patch Kids are, like, really suicidal. But then, like, when you were dropped, one of the Sour Patch Kids went insane, and it started, like, creating his own, like, society within the movie theater and doesn't want anyone to be eaten.
I am facepalming myself right now.
And it also, has a song in it by Method Man.
I'm palming myself right now, too.
No, face palming. You probably won't do it now. It'll be really sticky.
Nope, too late.
No. Okay, well, also coming out that week, Skullgirls for the 360 and PS3. This is a kind of anime-style fighting game that actually looks kind of cool. It looks kind of Guilty Gear. But, oh well. Yeah, those are pretty releases. And you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I heard that I Am Alive is coming out on the PlayStation Network this week.
Man, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, fuck you, man. You do want to talk about it.
Not really. I have an Xbox. It was already out for me. I
love talking about it.
Not really.
You talk about it like a girl when the fucking mics are off. You guys, everyone listening, you should have heard it before I hit record. Like, oh my god, I Am Alive. It seems so good. Like,
do you have like breaking news?
Yeah, breaking news. Who else left the company?
Breaking news. Minecraft's coming to the 360. Yes.
Yeah, I talked about that last year during E3.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago that was talked about.
Oh yeah,
No, it wasn't.
Go check my E3 coverage.
Nope.
Breaking news!
I'm checking it right now. I see nothing.
iPad.
Yep. Knew that too.
Breaking news! Bruce Willis dies in Sixth Sense. He's dead through the whole thing.
Breaking news! This podcast will be over soon.
Aww.
Breaking news! The Xbox Red Rings.
Breaking news! Ned Stark is dead.
Breaking news! Solus Commander. I almost did it.
Breaking news. That will do it for this week's edition of ZestroProducts.com Movies Podcast. I mean, comic book podcast. God damn it! Something is wrong with me!
Man, get your shit together,
I'm lobbying for the change ending of the show.
I want the new ending!
I will allow it. The team.
I got a dollar.
It's the team who will put this podcast together. Respect your opinions, and we will be taking them into advisement. And now with the release of the 1.2 patch for the ZestroProducts.com video game podcast, that will do it for this edition of the ZestroProducts.com video games podcast. Be sure to come back on Thursday when myself and Bowie will be doing the anime podcast, and then we'll also have our commentary on Friday and our battlecast on Saturday, which will be terrible.
Yeah, one side's going to be Googling.
Yeah, we really should have thought this. We really should have thought out this stuff before we actually said, hey, we're doing a battlecast. Because it is terrible.
I was happy with it being only the anime stuff, so I never had to deal with it.
Well, too damn bad. If one of us has to suffer, we all have to suffer. Communism was suffering.
Isn't that what terrorists said?
So as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Destor Prods. I'm at Deadman, that's for DD Prods. We got at Bowie1, at FuckShax, and at ToyBox with a 0 and 2 X's on the box. And even though he barely appeared in this episode, you can follow him at Darth Brovey. We're on Facebook, like I said, we're on Google+, you can follow us on there for some reason. And what else? We got store, DestroProducts.com/store, DestroProducts.com/Indiegogo. Help us make this shit better. Well, quality wise, not. God, who's typing so loud?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got an arcade keyboard. Holy shit. Hold on.
good lord. Yeah, so, as always, there's all that stuff. Subscribe to the RSS. Leave us some reviews on iTunes. Please, for love of Christ. Leave us some comments. We've had one guy comment so far on anything.
And that dead man scared him away.
Yes, I scared him.
Yeah, because you were like, oh my god!
I'm excited by new people. Okay.
Most retards are.
The new person goes, ah, new person! I slap the back of my hands together and go trip on a hot dog.
I get a gold star, so Mama said I get to buy Legos!
Hey, Legos are fucking awesome. You shut your face.
Oh, hey, real quick. I've been thinking about making a guild on Star Wars, and this is for the listeners as well as you guys, too, and mostly you guys because you're here right now.
And we'll actually give you feedback.
Shut up. I've been thinking of a guild name. I have a couple of them. One of them is the John Williams Orchestra, Lego Empire, Empire Tax Collectors, and the Death Star's Help Desk.
I like the Death Star. How
about yeah. Yes.
Welcome to the Death Star. How may I direct your call? Okay. Good. Yeah. And be sure to check out Shax on Star Wars on the Old Republic and join his thing, the Death Star Health Dex. Death Star. Blah blah blah. I cannot talk.
All right. $5 has been put into the change of the ending of the show.
Yeah. So. And again, we appreciate this input. We will change the ending. Until next time, I'm dead.
I'm Obi-Wan, and Congress has passed a law saying that I need an extra warning label.
And I'm Toybox, with a fistful of
I'm
ones.
I'm Shax.
Fistful of ones, I'll make it rain, bitches.
Wow, well, you guys are stepping all over my outro. All
right, $10, here we go.
And I'm Shax, and Shepard dies at the end of Mass Effect 3. But everyone, don't worry about that spoiler alert, because apparently BioWare is going to change the ending.
We'll see you guys next time.